You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know many of you are listening in multiple cities. I want to do a shout-out to those of you listening on Talk Superstation. Great place to listen to phenomenal radio. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for listening on XM Radio. And, again, thank your cities and your news talk stations for airing the Dr. Dahlia Show. And if your news talk station doesn't air it, tell them to air it. Tell them bring Dr. Dahlia to your town. Thank you all for joining us. This is interesting. We have this kid who, 22-year-old, had a firework, display blow up July 7th in his face. He suffered severe injuries to his face, eye, neck, chest, and apparently the doctors are using part of his leg to rebuild his face. This is really cool. Apparently the boy, Taryn Pounds, 22 years old, underwent a 22-hour surgery where doctors used his fibula bone to start reconstructing his face. Doctors also use tissue and bones from other areas to repair the process, and they think he's going to do well. You know, this isn't anything very foreign to us. You know, many doctors will do grafts, you know, use part of your buttocks, use muscles from other parts of your body, use veins from your leg to bypass your coronary arteries, you know, when they do heart bypass surgery. So it's nothing new. But, you know, what's interesting is the fact that they could, I mean, repair a face with a leg. And, you know, ingenious, the creativity and the thought process behind it. You know, one thing we talked about in the first hour where some of you had asked and emailed me and called about, you know, why would socialized medicine be so bad? You know, why don't we just give it? If the government is going to end up taking over with healthcare, why not just let them take over? Because they're going to take over health anyway. We can't fix this problem. Somebody called in saying, it's ridiculous how you could lose everything that you've earned and built up in just a few hours going to the hospital. And the one thing I had explained was, you know, they all have valid points, but socialized medicine, that in theory, is not going to be the type of medicine we're going to have if we do give into socialized medicine. Something like this, where somebody got a 22-hour surgery using a fibula bone to reconstruct his face. Something like that may not be something that's very easy to get with socialized medicine. So, you know, one thing we have kind of dissected, and I'm not going to, you know, recreate what happened in the first hour, but the one thing I want to kind of bring up to you all to see if you want to weigh in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, is how do you convince people that do have the type of insurance that'll pay for something like this to lose what they have to go for socialized medicine? Now, if you look at 50% of the country paying taxes and the other 50% not, we only have half this country paying taxes. For socialized medicine to work, you need a lot of money in the system. I mean, socialized medicine has worked in other countries. I just think we in America are going to be too spoiled and we don't want it. We aren't going to want it. So, you know, in theory, fine. Everybody pays taxes. You put more money into the system. You get to walk into a clinic for free. Yeah, that sounds nice. But A, are you going to get to walk into that clinic same day? B, when you do finally get seen in that clinic, are you going to get penicillin? Are you going to get the fancy antibiotic? Or are they going to go by the guidelines and say, you know what, antibiotics are not the treatment of choice. There's too much antibiotics being prescribed. Sorry. Remember that study came out a few weeks ago saying we give too much antibiotics to sinus infections, et cetera. We should hold off on the antibiotics. Remember, socialized medicine comes into play, and the government gets involved, and the government will be involved in every aspect, including the task force, including saying, no, an antibiotic isn't worth it. So socialized medicine, you'll get to see the doctor. Maybe. That doesn't mean you're going to get the treatment. Okay, and many of us think, you know, great, we'll all be able to get this type of surgery where the fibula bone is used to reconstruct the face. No. Okay, and remember, in theory, socialized medicine may work if everybody pays taxes, puts money into the system. People aren't putting money into the system. They aren't. Only half this country is. And for those of you that did put money into the system for Medicare and Social Security, how's that working out for you? The one thing the government has shown us and has proven to us is we could give them money, but it doesn't mean we're going to benefit from the money later. Remember, Medicaid and Medicare are government-run programs. Have those improved with time, or have they become more and more bleak? Has it become more and more difficult for you to find a provider? Has it become more and more difficult for you to get the medicine that you want? If you think Medicare and Medicaid have improved and they are ideal, of course, you know, let's go for socialized medicine. But if you dislike the example that we have of government-run medicine, maybe we want to think twice before asking for it. Same thing with the VA system. The VA system is an example of government-run medicine. Now, some of you like it. 1-877-DOC-A-DOLLY. Some of you like it. Some of you say the VA is doing wonderful. Many of you, though, have told me no. It takes weeks to get in with somebody, and when you do get in with somebody, you may need a specialist, and that takes weeks again. Or you may not be able to get the medications that you want. You could only get the generics. Now, mind you, I would rather everybody have some sort of health care. Even though I dislike Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act, I still want everybody having access. But we really need to look at the logistics. And the logistics of it is, you know, we don't have everybody putting money into the system. You're going to need to ask the people who have some sort of health insurance or who kind of like what they have to pay for everybody else's and take a step down in their insurance. Well, many people do that. You know, we were talking about the Occupy protesters. You know, many of them want equality with money. They want things, you know, more fair, et cetera. And at some point, you know, you listen to this and you go, okay, that makes sense. Everybody having access to health care, et cetera. But the Occupy protesters are not saying they'll pay for it. They say the rich guy needs to pay for it. Well, how much are these rich guys going to pay for? I mean, can you convince these rich guys to pay for something that they're not going to benefit from? And how many rich guys aren't rich anymore? Many people who we thought were rich back in 2008, I'm going to tell you, they filed for bankruptcy. Many of them have. So before we ask for socialized medicine, we need to realistically see how would that actually turn out for our very spoiled American population. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Linda from Phoenix writes, Doctor, I have Medicaid, but I cannot get into a doctor to see me when I'm sick. I have to lie about having Medicaid and pretend I don't have insurance such that they will see me as a quote-unquote cash pay. So I never have the opportunity to use my Medicaid. I pay cash. Okay, there's something wrong with that. You know, if you qualify for Medicaid, and obviously you're qualifying for a reason because you're cash strapped, and you are hoping to rely on government assistance to get health care, and you find you can't use it, and it's more advantageous to pay cash, that's already a problem in and of itself of using government-run health care. You know, that's very interesting. This isn't the first time I've heard this, where people lie about having Medicaid or Medicare so they'll get the doctor to see them. See, that's very interesting. You see, when we used to take Medicaid, we knew that you cannot bill the patient. Okay? It's supposed to be 100% free. Right? Which is understandable. Okay? Eventually, if the government is cash strapped, they may have to start charging $5 or $10. I mean, Medicare recipients now are being asked to pay when they used to not. So I'd be interested to see how that goes, you know, what kind of money they could bring in with Medicaid patients. But right now, no, everything should be free. And I was also told that you cannot send them a bill. If Medicaid decided not to pay, you still can't send them a bill. So I was finding that many of my colleagues were dropping Medicaid left and right because they weren't getting paid by Medicaid. You couldn't bill the patient. You weren't getting paid. And so many people stopped taking Medicaid because of that, because you ended up seeing many of the patients for free. Now, I didn't mind as a doctor at the time seeing people for free. I always knew I was seeing X number of patients for free. However, normal insurance companies, like your private insurance companies, were doing the same thing to the doctors, not paying on every claim, writing it off, saying you couldn't bill the patient. So after a while, even our clinic had to make some very tough choices on what insurance we could take because we were just seeing too many people for free. Now, when we have patients who say, hi, I have Medicaid, if you don't take Medicaid, from what I understand, you're not supposed to see the Medicaid patient, okay? You're supposed to send them to a Medicaid provider. All right, if the patient goes, look, I can't see a Medicaid provider, let me just pay cash. From what I understand, a doctor can't do that. If the doctor knows you have Medicaid, they can't charge you cash. Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, if anything's changed, which means I'm seeing more and more people call up and pretend they don't have Medicaid so the doctor will at least get them in and allow them to pay cash. Something is wrong with that situation. Okay? A person benefiting from the government shouldn't have to lie and hide the fact that they're getting government aid in order to get the aid that the government aid was supposed to offer, but the government aid is preventing you from getting, so you gotta lie about not having the aid. Am I the only one that thinks that's completely messed up? You know, this is why, guys, be careful when you ask for socialized medicine or government getting involved. We already have examples of government being involved with our healthcare. And it doesn't look like it's faring very well for the patients. And one of the signs that we see in Canada or in Europe, we call them signs in medicine. You have symptoms and you have signs. Symptoms is what the patient complains about. Signs is what you actually see during a disease or a condition. Well, one of the signs we see of socialized medicine is you start to get this two-tiered system where people that don't want to use the government system come out and pay cash. Which means we're going to be going back and forth with the pendulum in America where we have the public option or we have the socialized medicine. And then you have people saying, to heck with this, let me pay cash. But it's not going to be cheap. It's going to be very expensive. Very, very expensive. Like I said, guys, for those of you saying, why don't we just give in now? Because the government's going to take over anyway. You know, how are you going to convince the people paying taxes to pay more? How are you going to do it? Well, we shouldn't have just half the country paying taxes. We should have everybody in this country paying taxes. I agree. But the government's not enforcing it. Our government is out to lunch. They're not enforcing deportation of illegal immigrants. They're not enforcing a lot of our laws. They're not enforcing people paying taxes. Half our country is not paying taxes and is benefiting from what the other half is paying. How are you going to convince that other half to pay more to cover socialized medicine for everybody? How are you going to do that? I don't think you're going to be able to. And if the government mandates it, oh, it's going to get ugly. Already look at what happened with the government mandating the tax or the penalty for healthcare. You already have people saying, I'm not going to insure. You know, I'm not going to insure my employees. It costs too much. Fine, I'll take the $600 tax, $695 tax. I mean, you already have people bucking the system. Unfortunately, though, we can't keep bucking the system without figuring out some sort of a solution. Like the caller who said earlier, you can't lose your whole life savings on a few hours of going to the hospital. He's right. Okay? I mean, the way our health system is now is still unsustainable. We need to do something. And unfortunately, we need to figure it out correctly in the private sector. Now, so here we have Medicare patients and Medicaid patients trying to lie about having their Medicaid and Medicaid offering to pay cash. They'll do that. They'll call our office saying, I don't have any insurance. I just want to come in and pay cash. And we're like, are you sure? Because if it turns out that you are, we could get into trouble. You know, I feel bad. You know, what do you do? The government will not allow you to charge And if you don't take Medicare or Medicaid, you got to send them to somebody who does. And many people that take Medicare or Medicaid either are going to stop taking it, they're not taking new patients, or they say, you know what, come in 4 weeks. You're already having a rationing. You're already having discrimination of people on the government health plan. That's going to just continue. So then what should we do? How should the private sector fix healthcare? I don't know. One of the reasons why healthcare costs are so expensive is because these treatments and these medications are expensive. We were talking about in the first hour how Duke University is trying to figure out how to ration drugs, how to ration these medications. Researchers are proposing a plan for how to manage drug shortages. It's published in the Archives of Internal Medicine. These come out of Duke University. And they're trying to figure out who should get the drugs that are in short supply. And it's going to probably turn out that the younger people are the people in greatest need, which means older people, again, are going to be in the back of the line. Now, I mean, it does make sense. You have somebody who's young, a child that needs a cancer-fighting medication. We want to give it to our children. I get that. I get that. But if you didn't sign up for rationing or for a socialized medicine health plan, you're going to be pretty upset. You're going to be extremely upset. I mean, look at what we're able to do. People are having heart attacks, and we're able to, on some of these people that get in to be seen quick enough, we are able to save their lives. How much money is that worth to you? Remember, we as Americans are spoiled. I agree with this listener that you shouldn't lose your life savings going into the hospital. But then what is the price tag you would put on having somebody save your life? What's the price tag? You see, we Americans are spoiled. We want our lives saved. We want the cancer-fighting drug. We want the surgery for free. But we don't want to pay for it. And we want the fancy surgery. We don't want anything halfway. How? I mean, you know, we're going to have to give up something. We're going to have to open our minds up and open up to rationing. You know, either we fight the socialized medicine thing and we come up with some sort of a fix in the private sector, or we take the socialized medicine, grin and bear it. But don't think you're going to get socialized medicine or a public option that's going to give you the fancy schmancy cardiac type of treatment. If we have socialized medicine, then many people that now have free health care are going to take advantage of that. And you with your heart attack aren't going to be the first one seen. You're going to be sitting and waiting. Are you willing to wait? Are you willing to die because you're being rationed? Because a younger person is going to be taken from the waiting room first before you to get the treatment. If a hospital is short on TPA, are you going to be willing to give your life to let somebody else do that? Are you going to? Are you going to be willing to forego the MRI to find that tumor and wait 4 weeks, taking a risk of your cancer being metastasized? If you're willing to take that risk and willing to pay the extra taxes for socialized medicine, sign up, because we need you. We need people like that. But if not, rethink the request for government getting involved in our health care. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the WaterBob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE peanut butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials during the Preptember Sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Dr. Dolly, you show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you have been asking me about what this father-daughter dance thing was. I guess in Rhode Island, they had a law that I guess what had happened is there was a single mother whose daughter had no father, and the daughter couldn't go to the father-daughter dance. And so I guess there was a law that was made where they banned father-daughter dances, mother-son dances. I remember my kids wanted me to come to the mother-son dance at school. And I'm like, really? You want to be with your mama? So, of course, you know, we go and they didn't open the door for me. I had to pay, right? They wouldn't even open the chair, you know, move the chair, open the chair for me to sit. And as soon as they got there, they ran off and dumped me to be with their friends. What kind of a date was that? Okay, so I told them I'm not going to the mother-son dance anymore. Honestly, I felt disrespected. I was broke. It was just like back in the college days. Okay, I don't need that, okay? I spent money on my own dates and pulled out my own chairs and opened my own doors enough. I don't need that for my kids. So personally, I couldn't care less if I could never go to a mother-son dance. But I get that, because if the girl doesn't have a father, she can't go to the dance. So I guess civil libertarians had to jump in on that. So the Cranston School Committee is asking state lawmakers to change Rhode Island law to allow father-daughter dances and mother-son ball games at schools. Officials voted unanimously to approve the resolution asking for a change in state law. Federal law prohibits discrimination in education on the basis of gender, but the law provides an exception for mother-daughter and father-son activities as long as reasonable, comparable activities are provided to students of the other sex. Rhode Island law does not offer such exemptions. You know, I got to tell you, the one thing that I found a little difficult was, and not discriminatory or anything like that, but I mean, one thing that I found really difficult for kids was Grandparents' Day. Our school, and it's a really beautiful thing, they have Grandparents' Day, where the grandparents come, and the kids, in the middle of the school day, the grandparents can be at school with them during the day. Well, what's very difficult with that is the kids whose grandparents are dead or are not available don't get to have the grandparents there, so they're alone. And, I would suggest if ever there's an activity like that, do it after school. Do like a grandparent open house or a grandparent something. So the kids could still go whether their grandparents are there or not, but they aren't forced and mandated to go to school that day when it's very apparent that their parents are dead or the grandparents are dead. You know, that kind of happened to my son. He lost his grandfather, and of course, you know, grandma had to work, and I think she was also a little, you know, depressed on the idea of, you know, being there without, it was just something that was kind of sad. And so I instead went, you know, because I knew it was going to be very odd and awkward for everybody else to have their grandparents, and my son's grandfather is dead because my father died, and mom couldn't emotionally handle the situation. You know, being with all the other married grandparents, and also had to work and support herself because dad died. And so, you know, I mean, it was just one of those awkward things. So that's where I find something's a little off, you know, with that. And, you know, even though it's a beautiful thing, you know, having Grandparents' Day, if the kid has her grandparents, that's a real beautiful thing. But when you got a situation like that, I would say, rather you do Grandparents' Day so it isn't rubbed in the other kids' faces, do like a grandparents' night. Something like that. This way, people that are mandated to go to school, because we even consider maybe keeping the kid out of school, because it was still kind of raw, you know. It wasn't really, you know, the easiest thing to deal with at the time. But, so that's what's going on there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also in medical news, they say U.S. antibiotic prescribing rates are the highest in the South. Okay, remember, they're going to be really watching where the antibiotics, where the healthcare dollars are going, because they're going to try to find ways to cut. Now, we know many of our healthcare dollars are spent in the southeastern United States that they call the stroke belt. I hate calling it the stroke belt. But they say older people living in the South tend to use more antibiotics than their counterparts living elsewhere in the United States. This comes from drugs.com. They say these high rates are not tied to any differences in disease patterns. They just think the antibiotics are being overused and overprescribed in the southern states. Antibiotic overuse is linked to, obviously, drug resistance and then proliferation of superbugs. So we don't want overprescribing. But I'm also getting a little wary on when the government takes a look at data like this. According to the new study, about 21% of people in the South use an antibiotic each quarter of the year. By contrast, the lowest rates of antibiotic use were seen in the West, where roughly 17% of people use an antibiotic each quarter. Midwest was 19%. Okay, so you're telling me that in the South, 21% had used an antibiotic at least each quarter of the year. So that means four times they use an antibiotic. Yeah, but also keep in mind, remember, people in the South are freaking out a little bit because they have that Georgia woman who had that flesh-eating bacteria disease, right? Lost her feet and her legs. Okay, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if antibiotic use now has jumped because, if antibiotics use has jumped because everybody's freaking out that they're going to have that flesh-eating bacteria, just don't be surprised. So the study is published in yesterday's Archives of Internal Medicine, looking at the wide variation of antibiotic resistance. I mean, here's the thing. I have never been to the South. I've been to Florida. I get to go to New Orleans in November to speak at a radio conference. I cannot wait to see New Orleans. I just cannot wait. But my guess is if you have a lot of humidity, okay, you may be more prone to infection. okay, than a lot of the drier climates. So, it's kind of interesting. There may be, you know, also if many people do suffer from diabetes and suffer from obesity, I wouldn't be surprised that many of those people may be more prone to infection. You know, I'm not that surprised. But, it's tough. We don't, you know, taking 4 antibiotics a year is concerning. Now, many of you ask, okay, well, I get tonsillitis. When should I have my tonsils taken out? Well, the recommendation has been for years, 6 infections a year. So what are you supposed to do if you can't get your tonsils taken out because you haven't had 6 infections? And taking 4 antibiotics a year is too much. What do you do? Now, another thing we need to bring up is the antibiotic resistance or the antibiotic not being effective. Many of you that have asked for another antibiotic, it wasn't because you were sick with a brand new cold. It was because the first antibiotic didn't cut it. Now, this is another thing we're worried about as we're seeing the healthcare changes. With the healthcare changes that we see, remember, the fancy schmancy antibiotics aren't getting covered. People have to go to generic. Many of the generic medicines are the older medications, like the penicillin. Z-Pak is now generic. Well, how many times have you guys taken a Z-Pak, the azithromycin, and it hasn't cut it? Now, yes, there's antibiotic resistance because people take too many antibiotics, but many of you are coming back because the amoxicillin didn't handle your strep throat like it did 30 years ago. So many of these antibiotic uses could just be because we're trying the cheaper medicine first. And if that's the case, we need to be very careful when they try to limit. Because I'm going to tell you right now, on many of my patients, the ampicillin or the amoxicillin doesn't cut it. And I don't want to waste their time. I don't want to put them at risk for the bacteria spreading. I want to knock these infections out. That leads to antibiotic resistance. When you play around with cheaper generic medicines that may not work, you're promoting resistance. You're encouraging resistance. Because how does resistance happen? You hit a bug with an antibiotic. Those that die, die. Those that didn't die, that wake up out of it and stand up, they got some strong genes. They make progeny, and those progeny are strong and resistant against the antibiotic. So we need to be careful, because as we're going towards rationing and government health care, we're using cheaper drugs that aren't cutting it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. the original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. And I want to thank all of you that's been downloading our podcast. You know, I want you to still get your medical questions answered. Even if you listen to the podcast and obviously we're not live, you can always still call into our answer line and we will play the call the next live show. Very easy to do. If you don't want it aired, that's fine too. You could just say, nah, I just want you to answer the question without my voice being on the show. That's fine too. Or you could always email us. Our website is drdahlia.com. Go to our website. There's a place where you could send us your question. There's also a place where you could sign our guest book telling us how you're listening and where you're listening from. I always love to hear that. That I don't read on the air. That's for us. But you could always email us. And I email back. I answer each and every question. Another way to get a hold of me is on Facebook. I love talking to you guys through Facebook on the on our fan page. So please find the Dr. Dahlia Show page when you guys are fiddling around on Facebook later. Also follow us on Twitter. It's a great way for me to give you up-to-date updates as we get them. I think it's really important to make sure you guys are kept abreast of things, especially when we get news on breasts. And don't forget that you can download the Dr. Dahlia app. We have an Android app. where the Dr. Dahlia Show plays the last 3 hours, and then you can also access archives, podcasts, etc. So for many of my drivers out there, you guys can sit there and access the shows, hopefully learn a lot. Hopefully we don't put you to sleep because we need you nice and wide awake behind the wheel. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. Another thing, too, don't forget we are going to Alaska. The Dr. Dahlia cruise is booking. We cannot wait. It's going to be a phenomenal trip. Very exciting, beautiful, and coastal Alaska is exquisite. So I definitely want to, have you guys come with us if you can. Go to my website to get some details. Would love to have you. All right, let's go to some more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's new evidence now that says that this chemical BPA that's in a lot of our plastics, etc., could alter chromosomes, causing birth defects and miscarriages, and possibly lend credence to the idea that BPA could cause cancer if it's messing with chromosomes. All right, researchers have performed hundreds of studies on BPA in mice, but the newest paper published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, Washington State University, geneticist Patricia Hunt found chromosomal damage in rhesus monkeys, which share 95% of their DNA with humans. Significantly, the damage occurred at levels of BPA that were similar to levels which humans are routinely exposed. So they didn't hit them extra hard. Remember when we looked at rats with saccharin? We hit them extra hard with saccharin and it caused bladder cancer. So we're like, oh, saccharin's bad. But we're like, yeah, but the average person doesn't consume that. With this study, they're looking at just basic BPA exposure, and it's causing chromosomal abnormality. Now, researchers have been looking for the last 15 years on BPA risks, using plastic bottles, cash register receipts, linings of aluminum cans. Multiple consumer products use BPA. Excuse me. And they found that 92% of us have the chemical in our bodies. Now, the BPA looked at pregnant monkeys, not just what's going on with the monkeys, but the unborn daughters. They say females are born with all the eggs they will ever have, and these eggs develop while they are still in their mother's wombs. Hunt found that the BPA damage caused damage at 2 times in pregnancy. First, early in pregnancy where the eggs were developing, the eggs started to divide improperly, causing birth defects, and also eggs were not properly packaged to develop as well. Could also limit the number of viable eggs, could cause future offspring, like the granddaughter, to have issues. So it's a small study, but it reminds us we are surrounded by chemicals that really mess with us. So just, when they say, do you want your receipt? I'm sorry to say, no, thank you. I'll pass. Peanut butter recall now expands to 76 products, even past Trader Joe's. Peanut butter recall started over the weekend with salmonella-linked products sold at Trader Joe's. Nobody has been ill, from what I understand, but apparently peanut, cashew, almond butters have now been included in the recall. The New Mexico-based company manufactured and packaged the Trader Joe's Creamy Salted Valencia Peanut Butter. Gosh, that sounds good. That regulators have since connected to 29 salmonella illnesses in 18 states, including California. They say the recall now includes 76 varieties of almond butter, peanut butter, cashew butter, tahini, roasted blanched peanut products. I would say if you have a peanut allergy, I'd avoid that as well. Okay, right now we don't know of anybody who's gotten sick, but keep in mind salmonella could kill. Many of these illnesses cause fever, diarrhea, abdominal pain, vomiting, could definitely target vulnerable populations like children and elderly, as well as immunosuppressed patients. So recall has been expanded. If you're unsure, then definitely check with your nearest Trader Joe's or go to the CDC website. We talked about this earlier today. Article came out at Fox News saying Californians are fleeing California to live in better managed states. All right. Now, even though many people have left California as prices went up between the 60s and the 90s, they say 3.4 million have left California alone since 1990, as opposed to it was about 4.2 million in the years between 60 and 1990. They're going to Texas, they're going to Nevada, they're going to Arizona, they're going to Oregon, they're going to Washington, Colorado, Idaho, Utah, Georgia, and South Carolina. People want lower cost of living, less government debt, more business-friendly culture. So people seem to be fleeing California. It's going to be interesting to see if the housing prices drop. They say the average number of residents leaving the state each year totaled 225,000. Now, we were talking about taxes. Okay, many of these people leaving the state aren't people leaving because of, illegal immigrant persecution. Many of those people, remember, they have that don't ask, don't tell policy in California. Don't tell us you're illegal and we won't ask. It's people paying taxes that are leaving. So if people paying taxes are leaving in droves, leaving California in droves, who's going to help with the debt? Who's going to pay for all their entitlement programs? All right. You know, right now, California has really turned off a lot of people who were thinking about bringing their kids there for out-of-state college. All right. You know, when the Dream Act allows illegal immigrants or children of illegal immigrants to not pay out-of-state tuition, whereas you in a bordering state have to pay out-of-state tuition, makes you kind of wonder, why should I shell out the extra 20 grand a year? Either have no out-of-state tuition for everybody, or anybody that doesn't pay taxes and put money into the state has to pay the out-of-state tuition. All right. So, from what we've seen, less people are planning on bringing their kids to California for college. That's going to be less money in the state. Because remember, a lot of people that go to college in the state will stay. You know, when I did my last year at UCLA, I was expecting to stay and practice medicine in California. But no, it didn't happen. I matched in Nevada, moved to Nevada, moved back to Nevada, got a home. Homes at the time were about $125,000. I worked multiple jobs. My husband worked. I even worked in an ER until my 8th month of pregnancy, and we made it work. We probably couldn't have made it work in California. Probably would have been too expensive for us. But, with all these people fleeing California and California now receding instead of growing, you're going to probably see things get worse. So, we'll see what happens with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I think the one thing that's really unsettling is we really want to see improvement. You know, I don't like seeing negative things. I like seeing things improve. You know, I mean, many of us doctors were hoping something would happen medical-wise, health insurance-wise, from either McCain or Obama being elected. And seeing what happened with Obamacare and seeing things get worse, it's very negative, not very relieving by any means. And we don't want that. I mean, you know, many of us didn't want to see Obama fail. You know, yeah, some of us were upset that he was elected, but we didn't want to see him fail. We still wanted the economy to do well. We still wanted health care, you know, to be in many of our grasps. But when he failed miserably, makes you kind of shake your head and go, oh, come on, it's got to get better than this. All right, guys, we got a great, have a great rest of the day. Looks like it is the end of today. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and God bless.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Guidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.